For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Sure, appreciate the comments and that you're loving these teachings. I love these too. And like I said in an earlier broadcast, I don't know, I love all the teachings. I'm just so, I don't know what it is about this John 15, 16, and 17. I'm parking here for a while. I am getting up. I'm going through a neat thing, my brethren. If you ever wonder if, you know, your pastors, your teachers, your people on the radio, what do they grow through? Well, here's an example for me right now. I'm growing in the area of abiding. And I'm going to tell you, it's at times a great discipline for me. In fact, I love some of the commentaries and some of the books I'm studying. This one guy says, you think about it. All the time in the vineyard, the father, the husbandman, is the one doing the pursuing. He's pruning. He's kind of chastising at times. He's really watching that branch. But when it comes to abiding, the scene changes. Now it's up to the branch to abide. And you know, you say, well, that's a piece of cake. Just chill out. And you know, yeah, great. However, you know, people are wired differently. Sometimes it's very difficult for me. So as I open the broadcast, I'm growing in this area. To simply abide, it's a command from Jesus, is where I was going in just a second ago. That's where the husbandman's not doing that part of it. The branch is abide. We've chosen to abide. We've chosen to trust. We've chosen to lay it down and say, you are God and I'm not. Abide, remain, live in, dwell in. Trust. So I'm growing through that. I've been doing this for 2013. It's not how I thought I was starting out 2013. God had a different plan. And you know, brethren, I'm just sitting here staring out my window as I tape this. One of the lessons I'm once again learning is to go in God's timing. And to rise when he says rise, and to lay it down when he says to lay it down, and to trust, and to slow down a minute. And you know, there are some areas I had just a few little areas of health. Nothing, you know, life-threatening, thank you, God, none of that stuff. But what it boiled down to was, I'm relearning how to take care of this temple. This temple called our bodies that we live in. And God required that I do some abiding. Now, abiding's, of course, ongoing. But I mean intentional. Literally saying in the mornings, I'm not going to rush. I'm not rushing. I'm going to enjoy my devotions. I'm going to write my scripts the way I know God's wanting me to write. I'm going to, you know, whatever it might be, I'm going to enjoy putting tulips out because I love these tulips. You follow what I'm saying? I'm breathing God. I'm enjoying God. I'm taking a little bit of time to smell the roses, if you will. And that's been a command from the Holy Ghost to have me abide. Am I getting work done? Yes. But you know what? Not with this, you know, frenzy and oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Anyway, I hope I'm making sense out there. You write to me. Tell me if I'm making sense. But listen to this quote I ended with yesterday. Didn't you love how I ended yesterday's broadcast? Oops, couldn't find it in the book. Gotta go run. See you tomorrow. Man, talk about keeping it real. But look at this. Bruce Wilkinson talking about fruit bearing and abiding and how this happens. One day in a library, I happened upon a lithograph of a legendary vineyard set on a rocky hillside high above Germany's Rhine Valley. The illustration showed vines that had been producing beautiful harvests for generations. An inset depicted one of the vines. It came out of the ground thick as an elephant's trunk. All along the row, enormous clusters of grapes hung down through the light canopy of leaves. For years, people wondered how these vines could flourish in such inhospitable environment. An accompanying text explained, "The roots of the ancient plants have been traced to the distant river." Oh, man. That ancient vineyard reminds me that I can always be present with God no matter what is whirling around me. God invites each of us to be tapped into his purposes and power all the time. Here's that quote. The roots of the ancient plants have been traced to the distant river. Woo! Are you tapped into the river of God? Oh my gosh, I just love all this. Okay, so more on fruit bearing tomorrow and the definition of rooted. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.